paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode. Hello everyone, and welcome back to another dark minisode. Of course, we're back with our listener experiences this week, before we get to Friday and we finish season 17 with one of the most anticipated finales that we've done. That's if your correspondent is anything to go by. And we'll also have on Friday's final episode of season 17 some interesting news regarding the format of season 18 onwards. I've always stated that this is your show and I'm merely the host, and that is indeed the case, and therefore the changes that we will put forward for season 18 have all come via suggestions from you. And the reason for that is because it's your listening experience. You are the guys who allow this show to keep going. And although I'll never allow the show to sway away from the reason it was created in the first place, I do always want it to be evolving. So a huge thank you to anyone who's given any sort of feedback at all this season, and especially our Patreons, who have been pivotal in how the show is going to move forward. Now, of course, with this being a minisode, we don't do the full Patreon spiel, but if you would like access to 70-plus hours worth of Patreon-only content, simply head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. And now's a good time to do so, of course, because after Friday, we do take our standard few-week break before season 18 begins. And it would take a good few solid days without sleep of non-stop listening to get through the entire back catalogue of Dark Bites. But let's get right to today's minisode. Hello. I recently found your podcast whilst looking to scratch the supernatural itch through Spotify, and it happened to catch my eye. I've just started all the way back in season one, and I can't wait to see how the series evolves. I'm loving the stories and your presentation. I have no idea if my stories will be appropriate for your show, but if they are, it would give me a great sense of ease to share them. I'm from New Jersey, but I wish to remain anonymous, aside from that bit of information. I unfortunately don't believe I can ever verify these stories to be true, aside from the fact that I am swearing them to be. I'm not sharing these for any kind of fame or notoriety, and I'd like to preface by saying that even within these events, I still remain openly skeptical, and I often look for either a scientific or logical solution to any paranormal occurrences. I can still recall moving to my current house back in middle school, more than 18 years ago now. We'd moved just down the street from our old home, as my younger brother was born and my family quickly realised we were going to need more space to raise a family of four, whilst also remaining close enough to my grandparents. When we first toured the house, it was a windy autumn day. My parents were browsing the house with the realtor, and they, my parents, had asked me to check on the front door to make sure it was closed. I distinctly remember leaving it open, with no one else behind me. Yet, when I arrived to check the door, it was fully closed. I even remarked on this to my folks, but of course they were more focused on the prospect of moving an entire lifetime of memories into this new home. Now, I mention this story because, as a child, you tend to pick up on things that older people may not be noticing, and vice versa, as your imagination can run rampant. So, time came and went, and I never had any sort of truly paranormal experiences in the house. Maybe there was a strange noise now and again, a creak in the night here or there, but nothing concrete. In fact, I always had fun running around the house with my brother, growing and learning together. There were a couple of places within the house that felt a little odd, but nothing remotely near the realm of scary. For example, the basement always had a strange vibe, But what basement doesn't? The secluded nature of a basement gives way to this, as it tends to be the most isolated place in a person's house, physically underneath everything else in the dwelling. The guest bedroom as well, a place specifically for transient visitors, next season's clothes, and miscellaneous storage. On one occasion, I had a friend over and we were playing hide and seek. I can't remember where my brother and I had chosen to hide, but once we were found, my friend made a very strange remark. He said, "I swear that I'd found you in the guest room. There was the shape of someone laying under the covers." I jumped on the bed and said, "Gotcha!" But the shape deflated and the bed was completely empty. This was by far the biggest event to happen in that house for many years. But this all changed, unfortunately, when I left for college. I attended an out-of-state college, and I met my now ex-partner. We both shared an interest in the paranormal, watching ghost hunting shows and YouTube videos, reading up on paranormal forums, etc. Oftentimes, they spoke of growing up and how strange their home was, how, as a child, they frequently saw paranormal occurrences, and they had a great sense of unease in the house. But importantly, they mentioned that something may be following them from the house. My ex would talk about how they could never really feel at ease in any location or at home, always feeling a slightly negative presence. I chalk this up to borderline insanity, and I try to find any number of explanations for their childhood delusions. For all I knew, the walls of their home could have been lined with lead paint, or had carbon monoxide leaks. When winter and summer break rolled around, I would return home for those short months. But something would always feel askew, as if it wasn't the same house that I grew up in, and there was a proverbial cloud hanging over me. I began to have vivid dreams of the house being haunted, such as dreams of trying to leave the house only for a potted plant to be thrown at me, as well as dreams of a ghost child living there. I had these nightmares on so many occasions that they became the new norm. Thankfully, the experiences I had in my waking hours were not so frequent. But for what they lacked in frequency, they made up for in impact. The following events are not in any order, and they're not in any chronological retelling. They're more a summary of the occurrences within a span of about 6 years. Several years ago, I recall looking for my brother in the home. Our house has two floors, and I was upstairs calling his name rather loudly. I'm broadcasting his name whilst I peer into each room, as there'd be many times when he'd have his headphones on, and he couldn't hear me calling to him. I was approaching the guest bedroom, and I began to yell his name, when, from the right top corner of the doorway, a bright light, or a wisp-like shape, flashed at me, as if to say, "He's not here. Go away." I immediately did a spin about and marched downstairs, not wanting to provoke that any further. On another occasion, also upstairs, my brother and I were playing on a video game, talking about character stats and matchups, etc. Now, I can't fully recall if we were home alone or if my parents were downstairs, but regardless, no one except us were upstairs. So you can picture the scenario better. If you came up the stairs, there would be a small landing, and from there you'd have my parents' room to your immediate left, my room directly in front of you, and my brother's to your right. And down the length of the hallway behind you, you'd have the guest room and the bathroom adjacent to it. So from my brother's room, you can see into my parents' room. Or rather, the doorway and a little bit of the room. We were chatting about the game and one of us said something similar to, And this character is such a bottom tier, right? And from my parents' room, we heard a very distinct, feminine-esque voice respond with, "Yeah." My brother and I froze. But to not give it any attention or credit, we continued the game. At another point in time, I was in the bathroom, and I heard a very distinct groan or moan from the guest room. And this time, I was definitely home alone, as my family had all gone somewhere whilst I chose to stay behind. And they were gone for some time. Sometimes the phone would ring randomly, and when I'd pick it up, the voice on the other end was some unintelligible gargling. And whilst in the basement, I would always hear things move or shift around, but I could never spot anything being moved. I listed these events, relatively minor events, first, because they really didn't frighten me so badly. But three events left me petrified. Let's take a quick break to tell you about something I'm doing personally and I find it amazing. And that is learning another language. I've mentioned previously that I felt almost embarrassed going around Europe, and every country I went to, they spoke both their natural language and English. I've chosen French to begin with, but I do want to learn Italian, maybe Spanish, and I'm using Rosetta Stone. There's a reason why Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program out there. And for me, it's the immersion in the language that you get. You don't, for example, have any English when you're doing these lessons. You have to learn to speak, listen, and think in the language. Personally, I use the app and I found a few moments a day has really improved my knowledge of French. You don't even need an app, you can use the desktop version. And there's a reason why Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. It also has an amazing speech recognition program in there called True Accent, which gives you feedback on your pronunciation. All of this combined with the convenience to learn anytime, anywhere, means your language acquisition is so fast. Talk about amazing value? Well, some language companies may offer discounts, but they won't be for a lifetime membership, whereas Rosetta Stone offer a lifetime membership to all 25 language courses for 50% off. A steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now. And Dark Paranormal listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off by visiting rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses. For life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today. Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. Halloween is sadly all gone, and that means that the busy holiday period is here. And Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list, all in one spot. They literally scour the globe for original, unique, handmade, absolutely remarkable things. I've mentioned earlier that I've bought a purple glass-blown wishing ball, and that was for the person in my family everybody struggles to buy for, but I know they're going to love it. And that's the amazing thing with Uncommon Goods, you're buying emotions as well as gifts. You're buying either, that's exactly what I wanted, or you're buying, I've never seen that before, that's wonderful, you know me so well. And when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting the artist, the small business, and many of these handcrafted products are only small batches, so shop now before they sell out. And although I sincerely believe that anyone listening to this show could fill half of their list at least on Uncommon Goods, don't think for a moment it's all quirky things. From book lovers to diehard sports fans, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. Not the same old selections you'd find elsewhere. And on top of all they do, if you purchase through Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a non-profit partner of your choice. So when you shop through Uncommon Goods, not only will you make somebody's day that you know, you'll also be giving goodwill to somebody that you don't. And they've donated $3 million to date. So to get your 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/darkparanormal. That's uncommongoods.com/darkparanormal for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
Expecting heavy downpours all day today.
You're a builder. You build. It's literally in your job title.
Woo! Let's hit it.
A little rain isn't stopping you. Not today. Not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro-Grade Flashing Tapes, high-performance acrylic adhesive, sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro-Grade Flashing Tape.
While away for break, my now ex and I would chat over video and phone calls at night. On one occasion, I was looking for a new spot to call them from, because the Wi-Fi would be spotty in the living room, where I normally called. I'd sat down in the dining room, and in front of me was the kitchen. Now it was dark outside at least 10 p.m. or later, and our conversation was beginning, when I heard a deep growl. It was coming from the entryway of the dining room into the kitchen. I don't live in an area where there are large predatory animals. In fact, every time a bear is even spotted, it literally makes headline news. We also don't have any pets in the house that can growl like that. We have two lovely birds, but they never growl or produce any noise close to a growl. I shot up like a rocket from my seat, and I hurried into the living room, never calling from the dining room again. I was agitated the rest of the night, feeling like there was a pair of eyes on me always. On another occasion, I was in my room, frankly complaining to my ex on the phone about how scared I was of this house, especially at night. There were many nights where, instead of heading downstairs to get some water, I would choose to remain thirsty, but safe, in my room. And if I ever did head downstairs, I would systematically turn on the lights, firstly from the entrance of the house to the living room, then the living room to the kitchen, and then repeat the process backwards, all as quickly as humanly possible. But this night, I was staring towards my closed door. Hanging on the doorknob were a couple of those polyester string bags, the ones you get given during college events and such. I watched as one of those bags was lifted up, perpendicular to the doorknob, and dropped back down. During this, I heard a noise, which can only be described as someone either exhaling or speaking a shh. I was inconsolable with my ex over the phone, and was panicking over that ordeal. I don't even remember going to bed that night, or what was said. I just remember the adrenaline rushing through my body. Finally, I was downstairs preparing to end a video call with my ex in the living room as usual, alone, at night, as usual, and I'd placed my laptop on a wooden chair so the camera would be level with my face. This also helped watching movies and shows so I'm not craning my neck at awkward angles. I'd closed the laptop and began to put everything back into place, when I looked up towards the hallway that leads to the front door. From my living room, you can view the front door, and there is some excess wall from the stairs leading up to the second floor. From this excess wall slash corner came a black, amorphous shape, vaguely resembling a human, but one that had an ink-like fluidity to its mass and colour. It was peering at me from the wall, and perhaps it noticed that I had noticed it. My eyes locked onto this, for lack of a better term, entity for what seemed like an eternity, trying to discern whatever it was. Then it slunk back behind the wall, no longer wishing to be observed. For a brief moment, I was eerily calm. Then a panic overtook me. I immediately called my ex back, hyperventilating over the phone, grabbing my laptop while stumbling over a deluge of words, trying my best to describe what happened. My ex tried their best to explain to me that maybe it was a trick of the lights, or my own sleep-deprived brain playing a trick on me. Words cannot properly describe the emotion one feels when viewing a non-human entity. But I felt them that night. Funnily enough, when that relationship came to an end, So did the paranormal events. It wasn't a sudden change, but it was certainly a change. They were less frequent, less extreme, and my nightmares also lessened. I actually can't recall having any dreams of the house being haunted for the past several years. I was still not totally comfortable within the house, but that changed too. 2 years ago now, I lost my dad, tragically. Every loss in a family is tragic, but suddenly losing your parents without warning is a fate I wouldn't wish upon my worst enemies. Nowadays, I don't dream of any ghosts or ghouls within my house. Instead, I dream of my dad. Sometimes with him appearing as a background character. Other times, I have a direct conversation with him. I also don't feel any sort of unease within the house. Instead now, I can walk freely in my house at any time of the day. At night, I find myself talking to him rather than sleeping, rather than being full of dread. Throughout the day, I'll catch glimpses of his presence. A song he loved being played after thinking of him. A bird we've spotted together at the right time. Or a scent once detected after recalling good times with him. This is definitely a tangent now. But regardless, my point is that the house now has a completely different atmosphere to it. I can be at ease within it. Thank you for reading my story, and I apologise for any typos or bad grammar. I hope I was able to resonate with someone else who's had some sort of unexplained phenomena, or recently lost someone close to them. I wish you all the best. Anonymous. Well, thank you so much, Anonymous, for your submission for today's Dark Minisode. And your sentences at the end. Firstly, we don't judge anyone on how they spell or their grammar. If you can be understood, we can tell your story. I will always be a huge advocate for the word language to mean being understood, not to pick apart somebody's dialect or how they've used a particular word, or if they've said lent instead of borrowed or whichever way you want to put it round, I don't care. If the story can be understood, then to me, your objective was met. Secondly, about your experiences hopefully resonating with somebody else, well, that's why this space exists. I know now it's not even theoretical to say that when people share paranormal experiences, it prompts other people to share their own. And we've got over 160 episodes on this feed alone to back that up. But Anonymous, thank you so much for sharing your experiences for this minisode, and on behalf of everyone, please accept our condolences for the passing of your father. I'm sure all of our thoughts and prayers go out to both of you. And thank you once more for sharing your experiences. Don't forget, if you'd like to submit your experiences, email contact@thedarkparanormal.com. But we'll wrap things up here for this minisode, and I will speak to you all again for our finale on Friday. Until then, stay safe and take care.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now, during our Black Friday sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing. Limited time. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.